Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Williams Project podcast. You've got Matthew Horncastle today, and today's topic is going to be running a business in multiple locations. So welcome back, everyone. I'm going to make a real effort to do more of these podcasts in 2024. And I actually got this request from one of my followers, which is really cool. So I do appreciate it when you give me topic requests, because it gives me sort of the problems that I can solve for you and I can really provide value. So today's topic is about opening a business and running a business in multiple locations. So as you go through your journey, you start by building a skill set, you then open your business, you find success in your business, and the next logical step is to take that business to new locations. Now, for the people that run businesses where they can just have multiple locations in one city, that's obviously preferable, because when you have a business where you are there, it just makes it so much easier. If you can be there each day with your staff, with your customers, with your team, with your contractors, I don't want to use the word easy because business is difficult, but it's significantly easier. And then what happens is as you go from multiple locations / multiple cities, and then you go multiple countries, it becomes very, very complex. It's harder to maintain the culture. It's harder to do the things you need to do for that business to have success. Now, some lessons that I had with Williams Corporation. When we did our big growth curve, I tried to replicate Williams Corporation Christchurch all over New Zealand and all over the world. So we opened offices in Christchurch, Wellington, Auckland, Tauranga, Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane. We then also had a sales, or we still have, we have a sales hub in Singapore and a BDO, like a support office in the Philippines. And it's really hard to manage that culture and manage productivity and to get the right people. And one of the key mistakes I made was I tried to replicate Williams Corporation Christchurch in multiple cities. So I tried to create multiple hubs where I think the answer is hub and spoke. So what you want to do is you want to take your foundation city, your area where you're the strongest, and you want to provide as many business services as possible from your hub, preferably the place where you live, where you can be managing that culture, managing that business with a really high degree of sort of control. I think control is the right word. A lot of business books wouldn't like that word, but I think you need to be there with control. So let me give you a practical example of that. So in Williams Corporation, when I tried to have the services for each city provided in that city, and an example might be, say, in Auckland, we had every single part of running a development business employed in that city. It was really hard to get the right people, control the right culture, where I found it significantly easier where I take every possible service that can be provided and provide that out of our Christchurch office. And then when I go to a new city like Auckland, I have a minimum possible investment. So in our Auckland office right now, we have an office manager, we have a couple of quantity surveyors, we have a project manager, and we have a sales team. But any service that can be provided from Christchurch, we do. So that's our marketing, that's a lot of sales support, that's legal, that's anything that can be provided from our head office, we do. And what that creates is that creates a significantly lower overhead operation, and it creates an operation with significantly more control. And shit, I've learned this the hard way. I ripped up millions and millions of dollars in overhead by trying to replicate what we had in Christchurch everywhere. And what you realize is the business you create over that years, over those decades, is far harder than you think it is as the entrepreneur. And it's very difficult to then replicate again and again and again. And now with property, it is a complex widget. So it might be more manageable if you're doing an easier widget to deliver. So you're going to have to sit down and use your logic and understand your base premise and understand your business and see what you can do as the as the business owner to get the best possible results. But I think definitely as a principle to keep in mind, keeping as much services as you can from your head office, from the place where you're strongest, and keeping overhead as low as possible in the new centers that you go into. Now, what you also need to think about is you need to think about how much time are you going to spend in these locations, and how are you going to manage your culture? How are you going to employ people? I think there's a really good argument for managing your key people. You might need to put key people on a profit share, or maybe give them skin in the game equity. There's a really good discussion that needs to happen around that. What are other things you need to keep in mind? Probably trying to really understand the culture of the place you're going. So like when I notice, say, when we're doing a sale in Christchurch to a Christchurch investor versus in Auckland to an Auckland investor, or in Wellington to a Wellington investor, there's cultural changes city to city, and then there's cultural changes country to country. So you still want to go with your base business, your base product, your base service, and that's what makes your business special, and that's something to keep in mind. But then you might need to make adaptations to your product or service to make sure that you capitalize as much as possible on the market that you're entering. So I don't think you necessarily change your product. The answer might be your product is exactly what that market needs. But there is just something that needs to be considered around the culture of the market you're entering. So yeah, let's break this down. Based on my experience, when you open up in a new city, try and do minimum possible investment. I don't think the answer is replicating the business that you've created like for like. I really like the concept of hub and spoke and keeping as many services as you can provide from your head office. Think about your key people you need to open that office, and then think about how you're going to keep them incentivized, as you won't always be there. So this might be equity, this might be a profit share, something of that nature. And then have a think about the culture of the city or country you're entering in, and do you need to make tweaks to either A, your SOPs, your standard operating procedures of your business, or B, to your product, to optimize trying to sell as much of that product in that market that you're trading in. And then there's just the reality of you have to roll up your sleeves, you have to do the work, and then you just adapt and learn day by day, year by year, to try and get the best outcome. And just because you made mistakes doesn't mean it's a failure. Like I said, I ripped up millions of dollars of overhead trying to replicate Williams Corporation Christchurch to find out that I couldn't replicate it. And then when I went back to a hub and spoke model and just contracted the services from myself, from my head office, I found significantly greater success. And you might be the exact opposite. You might not be able to contract from head office and need to do everything locally. So it's just sitting down, breaking things back to base principles, building up from base principles, seeing the actual results of the decisions you make, and then just adapting those decisions to try get the best possible result for your business. But I can promise you that opening offices in different cities and different countries is extremely fulfilling. Like for you, the entrepreneur or senior management, being able to travel to multiple locations, meet great people, do more things than what you're currently doing is really, really special. So once you've hit, and actually probably there's one more piece of wisdom here as well. I think I probably started opening offices too early, and I wish I'd built slightly a stronger financial position before doing it. Now, I got there on sort of sheer work ethic, and also we were trading in a rising property market. But it could have been the other way, where the property market started declining right when I went into new centres and it was significantly harder. So probably set a financial plan as well of really optimising the city you're currently in, really banking as much money as possible, having your good, strong war chest of cash, having your systems, processes, procedures, people at the highest possible standard before you take on a new city. So there's something about the timing of that as well. Yeah, so hopefully that provides value to you. 10 minutes, that's a good short podcast. But opening, taking your business to new cities is extremely fulfilling, and it's something that's changed my life, and I hope you enjoy doing it. If you have any other requests for podcast topics, just let me know. I would love to thrash them out for you. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate your time. Have a great day.